speaking to me or to Steve?
Anybody that'll speak to us now.
Well, let me ask you this. Did you have a suggestion on how you would approach coaching? Would you coach out of fear, or would you let the kids develop their own skills and let them run on their own, or would you...
No, you're the coach. Here's what you do. You set the standard. This is here for fun. The first rule of coaching, especially little ones, you're supposed to bring their integrity, their tenacity, their capacity. You're trying to bring them out of a place where they were, meaning bring them out of their shell. If they need a little encouragement, you gauge that and how you want to do it. If they need to have their chops busted, if they're all that and screwing up and not working as a team, you adjust from that. If they're trying to come out of their shell, you encourage them to help them from that level. The point is that the whole point of you coaching them is to give them a space, a basis in order to engage, to play, to have indeed fun. And if they win, that's fun. But if they're having fun, it makes no difference if they win or they don't win. So if you're coaching to get a winning team, then you got a 50-50 shot. But if you're teaching them the life skills of them coming into their power, actually they're coaching you. You're not coaching them. But
well, that's why I like to coach the young ones.
That's right, because you know the younger they are, the more they're teaching you. Then what happens is it becomes fun because you're going to take them out for pizza anyway. You see?
Yeah.
Either way, you're going to make sure that it's fun. And if they're exerting their physical bodies and having engagements and learning how to play what you call sportsmanship, then they have the ability to shine. You're not there to make them be salt and light. You're there to engage in them being salt and light. And you do that in the right way, you'll have a winning season every single time.
Yeah, we always do. We always win.
Well, of course. So you're asking now, how do you do what you do well now? We go and just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, but just over the past 20 minutes, you just told me how Sasha had an impact on the outcome of the Chelsea upset. And on top
but we don't want to make it to the point where if they lose a game that you slipped into the 99%, which that's not the case at all.
That seems to happen occasionally, though. I mean,
well, it doesn't.
The losing is always worse than the
change. And we get that. That's okay. But the whole point is that as you've moved through this process, it's becoming more and more clear, more and more apparent. The muddier, or as Bob says, eye on yours, clear as mud. Okay, that's right. Because if you can notice that. Clarity.
By the way, I never said that to Ion. I never said that.
Well, you meant to.
That's what you meant.
Yeah. You're as clear as mud. Well, if that's the case, if you can notice that non-physical is clear as mud, you're well on your way. Because now you start to discern and decide the application of your place of power for you. Then there's no degree of separation at all. You have no questions that include a degree of separation because either you know or you embrace it to a point where you can have an outcome that serves you or you don't give a fuck out perfect anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Win, win, win. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Right.
See? And that's this process. And everything is fine. We want Sheldon now. It's been way too quiet from Sheldon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here.
Well, jump in here for any more bloodshed.
Well, maybe you can help me with this first and that.
No personal questions, Sheldon. Related
well,
to the
only
Bible.
Had two fucking hours of that. Don't we put
in No, they just happen to get it. I decided it's enough. We can't have everybody doing this all constantly. So that was interesting. So, Sheldon, bring it into the Bible or whatever we're doing here. The Bible.
Well, last week you mentioned something towards the end about the 14 ring loops back into the to ring one. Is that like the torsion field kind of thing, or
Yes, very good. You haven't let that go. Good. Very, very, very good. Very good. Okay. Yes is the answer, so develop it.
I could use help.
Well, you've made a point, and we get the point, so develop the point you're making. You asked the question, you got the answer, now apply it.
Is there a...
Sheldon, how did you come to that? I'm still trying to develop
my
understanding. Sorry.
Because when he said that, it reminded me of a diagram I seen when I was searching torsion fields, how it loops back to itself.
Is it relating to the heart?
Well, I imagine it could, or it does. I don't know. Does it?
Was the diagram on the internet? Was it on the internet,
yeah.
The diagram, or?
Yes.
Do you remember where it was?
I was just searching on Google for torsion fields, and I don't think I saved it. Wasn't hard to find.
Here's what's great fun. Let me tell you, Sheldon, it's great fun. Here's how we play in the chip body now. You can get a lucky box that'll keep your history and don't just tell you where you've been. It'll save every page, and you can flip back through and click it, and it's right there forever, all of it. Thousands and thousands of web pages. Now, you need a couple of terabytes to be able to do it, but they're certainly available. Steve made sure that was available for all to enjoy.
I see. Was it a one with a figure in the middle of it, Sheldon?
With the what in the middle?
Was there a figure in the middle of it?
Well, it was like...
I can send this.
It was like two globes, and then they're going back and forth into each other, but it was moving, the diagram. It wasn't static. It was doing stuff.
That's actually a really good illustration, though, because I've seen, I'm just looking, if you Google torsion field and then just on images, there's some...
It's like Joe Paterno. Nobody kind of asked about that? You know,
like
Penn State, Joe Paterno?
Oh, yeah.
He's gone. That would be an example of a torsion field.
Can you explain that?
Yeah. He's been at that for 46 years. The standard of Penn State, one more than anybody. Somebody else got into something, blah, 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 whatever that crap is. And then so he's going to resign at the end. He's only got a couple of games left. Well, instead, he's fired immediately.
Right, because he didn't do anything.
But now wait. But he did what they said he was supposed to do. But in a torsion field, the outcome could be instant. Kaboom. Done.
And that's because why? Never mind. Is there a reason why? No, wait. Sorry.
Y'all going to move us into the world of horseshoes and hand grenades. We're going to get close. You're talking about torsion fields, and you're trying to get a construct to apply it. And within that field of the pericardium, the sac that holds the heart, that becomes then what's applied and what's not, what's applicable, what's not, what's included, what's not. It would have been perfectly, absolutely no problem for him to see, he's 80-plus-something years old, literally an institution, finish out his couple of games. He doesn't even have to be on the damn field, call it a day, move on. But instead, the field said, nope, gone, effective immediately, out. You see? That's an example of what he's trying to apply. Sheldon, Tershen Fields. Maybe, or a Tershen Field would know that information immediately. Oh, and the chairman's gone too, by the way, of the trustees, president. See, the Tershen Field would include that knowing. Now. See here.
Knowing.
Are knowing all in the Tershen Field?
If you knew it is, if you know, it's up to you. But if you knew, then it's none.
Then, what ring are the Tershen Fields in the angel diagram?
11.
Does it have anything to do with the anthropomorphic? No.
The what, Barbara?
The anthropomorphic.
You're right, anthropomorphic.
Anthropomorphic field.
That's where you wage the game, is on the anthropomorphic field. That's where it plays out, is in that field. But that's not it. You see?
So using the analogy of this coach and the institution, the anthropomorphic field would be the institution.
Where the alleged pedophilia transpired.
Locker room.
A shower.
At Penn State. Shower.
Like 20 years ago, for God's sake. It's pretty ridiculous, isn't it? But we love us some rough rice.
Did you say the Tershen Fields were in ring 11 that the phone blipped out?
We did. Well, if you get a different phone, like Bob said, you wouldn't have that issue. Or better frequency, darling. See, and that's a jab, but you can change that without having to change providers, darling. You see?
Uh-huh. In the Tershen Fields, do we change or, is that connected to our frequency?
It's what drives it. The Tershen Field regarding the heart, that's all about frequency, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't that the definition of AFib anyway?
Definition of AFib is...
Hold on just a second. We'll bring... Always wait for backup. Dr. Dean!
What are you dragging me into now?
Definition of AFib. They're trying to get Tershen Fields down, and we've laid it every way to Sunday. We've got to the pericardium, and then we got to the heart and how it all connects. And then the great question has to do with frequency and heart. And we said, oh, wait, no, isn't that the definition of AFib anyway? And then they were querying what AFib was. And so rather than let them get any deeper in the soup, we thought we'd see if, what is it they call you on cash flow, if Carol could help us with this.
No, Barb.
Our Carolyn could help with
it. And Matthew said he was hurt. Oh, man, he has no idea. Well, AFib, AFib is cardiac arrhythmia, abnormal, irregular heartbeat. And you can treat it often by magnesium.
And if that doesn't work, what do they use?
Well, they use cardioversion. They, you know, they clear, bonk.
Yeah, they're clear. They give you a little shock. They add a current to adjust the frequency. They can also the little things to do that little bit of shocking, too.
Right, because here I just looked it up. In the normal electrical impulses generated by the sinoatrial node are suddenly or gradually overwhelmed by disorganized electrical impulses.
Okay, we didn't lock it. We didn't lock it, and somebody fell out. So they should be able to come back in. We're sorry. Just make
by disorganized electrical impulses that often originate in the roots of the pulmonary veins. So it's all about electrical impulses and conductivity. Cool.
Okay.
So, Carolyn, would the magnesium create better conductivity?
What it does is, the way it says here, disorganized electrical impulses, magnesium organizes electrical impulses.
Hmm.
So it can undo that, kind of make the heart muscle pulse rhythmically instead of in a haphazard, disorganized fashion.
Hmm.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So how does the torsion field? Okay, so, I mean, I just know there's a torque to something or other, which is a name of a heart arrhythmia. So maybe there's some sort of torsion, you know, you could say there's some sort of torsion of the heart muscles that takes out this sinoatrial node, kind of stretches it or makes it abnormal, and
it allows frequency to not be aberrated or a fibrille in conductivity.
That didn't say much.
But that's what it does. That's what it does.
Say it a little different.
Yeah, I know. The frequency in balance would never allow, promote, provide, or engage, or have a fib.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
So,
because it would stay in what you call check. And so in a torsion field, they're asking about frequency. Now, if you notice, we slipped in the pericardium there, because that's more key than much, because that would be the field. The pericardium would be the field that the torsion ratio would apply.
Okay.
It's key. You get an infection in the pericardium or the pericardial fluid, and it can get rough fast. Right, Dr. Dean?
It's bad stuff when a little extra pressure inside the pericardial sac on the heart just, you know, changes everything.
And they blame that on salt, which is ridiculous, but that's another fight.
Okay.
Now. So what you're saying is, now this is good. And Sheldon, wake up.
Yeah.
It's on point. She's brought something to the playing field that you've not dealt with yet. She stirred in magnesium. So if you stir in magnesium as an outside substance, in effect of a torsion field experience, does that prompt any questions, or have you moved into the newing portion of the program? Now, don't fret. Just develop it. Ask her. She's right here. Carolyn.
Yes.
So you mean to say that if you add magnesium into the body at any level, even if it's from a bath or down your throat hole or in a chelated lactated ringer solution, anyway, in your ear holes, anyway you get that magnesium in your body, that magnesium somehow has a euphoric, blissful, frequency-regulating experience regarding the frequency of the heart or the problems thereof, also known as AFib?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Sheldon, yeah. Sheldon.
Help balance the frequency. That's tough to me.
Well, it regulates the frequency.
Mm.
We don't know about balance, but it regulates it.
Remag.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
you bet.
Remag. Okay. But now if that substance,
yeah.
Okay, so Carolyn, is there something special about that particular substance that would have such a euphoric effect on a tertian field?
I would imagine so, because not knowing much about a torsion field, but just imagining that it's under some sort of tension, if you over-intensify the tension of a torsion field, you can actually flip it in the other direction.
Steve, that's what happened to the World Series. Steve,
you flip torsion field?
You absolutely do. If magnesium can balance it, then you've changed it. Steve.
Through intent?
No. That's glib. You're using the word, and we wouldn't, any other time would have said absolutely. But no. You're higher than that. You're at a different level. That's old school. That's old shit, relax and allow crap. We're over that. We're in middle school now. We moving on. Okay. So don't use intent. The intent, so would it be, so we'd ask Dr. Dean, would it be your intention to engage magnesium if you were suffering from AFib? And she'd say yes, and then we'd say you're right.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the point. Intention is what gets you to the edge. We're trying to get you to jump. So
okay.
The jumping is what allows the magnesium to have the effect on the frequency of a tertian field that would eradicate AFibrillation.
Okay, I got it. Now, what's
so
that
we're
got
trying
to do with
to move
the World
it.
Series?
If some outside something can flip the outcome of AFib or not AFib, that predicates the outcome.
Okay, I got that part, but now just take me to the part. Now, what activates that action? Explain the activation of that action.
The activation has to do with magnetism, not intent. Magnetism.
Mm-hmm.
See,
you line up the vibrational frequency of the magnetism to flip the
No, that's ridiculous. That's
okay.
Abraham Hicks crap. Shit. That's not good. That'll get you a spider bite taking massive chemotherapy is what that'll get you, big boy. No. You think of magnets as attracting, do you not?
Or repelling, it's either or.
No, it is not.
Yeah, if you flip them upside down, it is. If you turn them
on
each other.
Would you hold on just a second?
Okay.
You're not going to convince us, so don't save your precious breath. Magnetism only repels. Now, magnets contain a north and south pole, and what you're saying is if you have opposing ends, they attract to each other and connect. But that attraction is not an attraction. All it does is it makes the magnet be as one so that you have the distance between the north and the south opposing pole is further apart. When you flip the magnet around, they repel. Magnetism only repels. If it attracts, it is making a connection to include a further distance between the poles. The north-south polarity of the magnet itself. But the actual element of magnetism only repels. That's why, Bob, we say don't do this. We've said it over and over and over. Bob's, you say $1 billion, and Bob says, nah, I ain't going to have no $1 billion. Well, guess what he's doing? He's attracting it. By giving magnetism to a construct, he has no choice but to bring it to him. Because magnetism repels it. So if you say $1 billion and he pushes against it, then it does nothing else but make a vacuum for that to find him. He's done it so much, you can't say no. Now, can you flip poles? You may flip poles, but if you do, the connect conductivity is just going to attach to something to make the poles further apart. Torsion fields are the same, Sheldon. Barbara, you're way too quiet.
I was writing it down.
Yeah, we know. So you've got a question, so go ahead.
Oh, my gosh.
Renee, you get yours ready. We own you next, baby.
I can't think of the question right now.
But no, just develop what you were writing that you were stumbling on. That's the place where we want you to be.
Well, when you're talking about magnetism, and it's when you make it a construct, then it creates a vacuum for
yep.
it to find you.
Yep.
So I was just thinking about that. How
okay? Okay.
Make it
so
work
then apply.
Quiet.
So then apply. Then no. We're soft. We'll help you here because there's a little place there we want to fill in before we make the mess. You understood magnets as something that attracts. Magnetism, right?
Yeah, you see
it's something
see
that attracts.
Way.
And we say, no. It only repels.
Right.
If it's attracting something, all it's trying to do is connect and make a bigger magnet. You take two magnets. They each have a north-south pole, right?
Right.
And if you take the north and north end, and you try to push it together, it repels, pushes away. Even if you force them together, it'll slip to the left or right. They will not stay together, correct?
Correct.
But if you flip one of the magnets around, magnetism connects them, and they're kind of hard to pull apart. They become as one.
Right.
That's not attraction. All that's doing is it's making... It becomes one bigger magnet. Those two parts, they become as one. You have just made a bigger magnet where the poles, the north and south poles, are mm-hmm. further apart.
Wait, can you repeat the last sentence? The north and south
when you
poles
take,
are further?
When you take two magnets and you connect the opposed, you know, north
right.
and south, and they connect, right?
Right.
You'd say, well, that magnetism drew them together. And we go, no. Their connection just made one larger battery, magnet.
Right, because the north is connecting to the north, or repelling the north.
Well, it's the magnet has one north and one south pole, or polarity, or polar field, right?
Right.
And they do the same thing that the two individual magnets did, only becomes a strong bond because the north and south poles are further apart.
Right.
Becomes a larger magnet.
Okay, I got that.
So it's the way to prove that magnets don't attract, they only repel.
Right.
If you take in the junkyard, they have electron magnets, where they have this thing, and they shoot electricity through it, and they become a super magnet, okay? You say an ion. They take that electron magnet, they take it into junk piles, they put it in there, they turn it on, it connects to all the metal, and if it's not metal, it doesn't pick it up, and they use that to sort the scrap metal to get the magneted metals sorted from the tin and the aluminum and all the other different kinds of trash. And we go, no. When that electron magnet is activated, it extends to those other metals and extends the magnet so that the metals connect to other metals, and make that electromagnet just larger. And then when they cease that polarity control of an electron magnet, electromagnet, then those metals are no longer part of the field, so they are expelled, all right? But that's fun because, you know, people have these screwdrivers that are magnetic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that way it makes it easy because you put the screw on the screwdriver and it'll stick. It's magnetically bonded to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that holds the screw in place till you can get it kind of sometimes in a tight spot so it'll hold it for you until you touch it to the other metal, and you better have it in the hole and ready to go because it's going to turn loose. It's going to extend beyond it. But if you've got it in the place where you want it, that sometimes is enough.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Otherwise, you'd never be able to separate the screw from the screwdriver after you drove it in. Got that?
Yeah.
So there's another working example. When you touch it, it'll fall away unless you've got it right where you want it.
Hey, Aaron, we see people walking on the beach with their little something, and they're trying to scoop up coins. Is that magnetism?
Yeah.
That's attraction?
No, that's a metal detector. That's a torsion field generator.
No attraction going on there?
None whatsoever.
Last week, pushing this point home, I'm just trying to look at my notes. When you were talking to Sheldon about tangled gut.
Oh yes, it was with the Persian, wasn't it, Sheldon?
I couldn't understand Sasha.
Oh, Sasha, straighten your shit out so people can hear you, baby.
Mm-hmm. Working on it.
Uh-huh.
You said, when you get crossways with something, take it from the outside in.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And that was the Sheldon Heifer. That's where we was talking about the Persian mare with the twisted gut. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Now I remember.
Well, now tell her so she gets it.
Well, we were putting magnesium on the outside or fix what's going on inside.
Uh-huh.
That was...
Well, we're glad you're not running for president, but go ahead. Sasha, ask him some questions so he can edumacate you, baby. Here's why this is fun. Wait a minute. Hold on. Sheldon, the reason we're going through this process and this step here is so that you can give your faith some damn feet. See, Sasha, he's the one that would do it, not explain what he's doing. If the owner's there... Okay? He's going to do what he does regardless. And then he may or may not tell them. But he's just going to do it because he knows what to do. He's not going to sit around and talk about it for two damn hours. He'll be done in the house on his way home before he sits and talks about it for 2 hours. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's great fun for him to engage here to explain to you, Sasha, what it is you're asking. And he answered it. And now that just gave you more questions because you don't have a clue what he's talking about. And that's okay. We know how we feel his pain. So ask him a question or two about that process that you didn't get and let him explain it. That'll be good. Did you get it?
Okay.
I mean, if you got it, then never mind.
I'm just looking at it from different perspectives with the conductivity of mag, because you expressly said magnesium oil.
I didn't say oil. We said magnesium.
I had magnesium oil that you said.
Well, are you talking about the horse or are you talking about what we were talking about with Carolyn?
Both, I think.
Okay.
You said, when you get crossways with something, take it from the outside in.
Yes.
And I wrote magnesium oil last week.
Well,
so
right.
This is applying to the torsion fields. I can see the point, so perhaps you can tell me what I'm missing, if I'm missing something. I could...
Sheldon, is she missing something? Tell her.
I'm as confused as she is.
Well, that's our point. So y'all clean this up so we can get somewhere. Are we going to put Steve back in? At least he will fight.
Well, did you use a torsion field to affect the World Series?
No, we didn't need it. We didn't need it. We didn't require it. Then we could, but we didn't require it.
Is that
you just mentioned that you flipped it upside down. That's what made the outcome different than what...
Yeah, but we didn't have to use a torsion field to do that. We could have, but we didn't require it. Once you get good at it, you won't require that either. But if you want to borrow it, like a plier, if you can twist it with your fingers, you don't need a pair of pliers, do you?
If you want it snug, you want it tight.
Not if you can do it with your fingers.
Well, that's what the tool's for, to make it tighter.
But if you can do it without the tool, it's as tight as it would be with the tool.
Okay.
The only time a trebler and a plier applies is when you need torque. If you have the torque, then no other accoutrement is necessary.
Well, please explain then how you affected the outcome of the World Series without a torsion field and without thought and without intent. What application did you use to affect the outcome?
Frequency.
So with two strikes, two
what
outs,
frequency?
Two on
what
the
hell is frequency?
What's frequency? You lined up with David.
Anybody know what frequency is? What's free apply? Is that like yelling a note? Apply frequency. Say a sound. Frequency is sound, right?
No. Frequency.
Okay, well, what is it then? What is it? How do you apply frequency?
Well, Sasha, no. I won't sue. No. Renee, you're up. Renee,